The special favor of Allah, Aliya Allah. The special favor of Allah, Aliya Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Madinshan, Alhamdulillah, Azzajal, you do see the beautiful scenery behind me. There is a mausoleum. What this is, who this is, my dear brothers and viewers, is what we shall be hearing about. Over approximately 800 years ago, my dear brothers and viewers, on the 9th of the blessed month of Ramadan, the year was 649 Hijri, my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, came to this world such a beautiful, such a prominent individual. He was given the name Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Ruknuddin, Allahu Akbar, by his grandfather. And his grandfather was no ordinary individual. His grandfather himself went by the name of Bahauddin Zakariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another great saint, my dear son, brothers and viewers of Inshallah. He later became known as Rukne Alam. Yes, initially he was named Rukne Deen, the pillar of the religion, but alhamdulillah, as he gained prominence, he became known as Rukne Alam, a pillar, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the world. Alhamdulillah, this mausoleum is situated in the city of Multan, where we are at this moment, my dear son, brothers and viewers. About him, it has been mentioned, and this is a beautiful message for all those sisters out there, all those mothers. It has been mentioned that his grandfather, another great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his grandfather said about his own daughter-in-law, about the mother of Shaykh Ruknuddin, Shah Ruknuddin Alam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that due to her, about his own daughter-in-law, that due to her, the lantern or the lamp of our family will shine. Allahu Akbar. How, my dear brothers and viewers, it has been mentioned about his mother. Her name was Bibi Rasti radiallahu ta'ala anha. It was mentioned about her that she would complete the entire Quran each and every single day. Allahu Akbar. That before she would feed him milk, she would first perform wudu, she would first perform ablution, and then she would give him milk. And my dear son, brothers and viewers, this was a true example of a mother. She would wake up, she would awake for tahajjud, and along with her, her son would also awake for tahajjud. And it has been stated that when she would feed her son milk, not only would she perform wudu, but whilst she would be feeding him milk, my dear son, brothers and viewers, they would then hear the azan. They would then hear the call to prayer. And upon hearing the azan, immediately, Shah Rukni Alam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would cease drinking milk, he would stop drinking milk, and he would listen attentively to the azan. This was as a child, being brought up in such a way in the lap of his own blessed mother, Bibi Rasi, radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was his state. And he said that she would not allow anybody to speak useless speech in front of him, no. But only to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they would do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that it has been stated that the first word he spoke, the first speech which escaped from his lips, my dear son, brothers and viewers, was the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, was the Ismi Jalalat. Allahu Akbar. This was the state of this child due to the way he was brought up in the lap of his mother. Yes, my dear son, brothers and viewers of the channel. Later, at the age of 4, it was mentioned that he was once playing as a child does. It's said that even whilst he was playing, or even whilst his mother would put him to sleep, should be reciting the Quran. Allahu Akbar. It said that once at the age of 4, Hazrat Rukni Alam al-Din radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was playing as children play. Allahu Akbar. And my dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, he said that he was in the presence of his grandfather, and his grandfather was sitting on the traditional four-legged wooden bed, you can say. And his grandfather took off his blessed Imama Sharif and placed it at his side, at his own side. And as a child, Allahu Akbar, this child was playing, and he went and he took that Imama Sharif of his grandfather. And that same Imama Sharif, he placed it on his own head. His father, Sadruddin, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, upon having seen this, he says to his child, he says, "Why are you doing? This is disrespectful, don't do this, take it off." But then his grandfather, Bahauddin Zakariya, Hazrat Shah Bahauddin Zakariya, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, "No, do not tell him off. Leave him, because he is deserving of this. And I give this to him." Allahu Akbar. This was the state of his childhood, my dear brothers and viewers. Imagine as he grew up. And it was stated that as he grew up, he would seek knowledge from his own father, Sadruddin, his own grandfather, Bahauddin, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. He would seek knowledge of, you know, such knowledge, my dear brothers, spiritual knowledge, and all types of sciences he would also learn from them. So much so that he attained many such great ranks, even attained the titles of Zabdatul Mashaykh, meaning the amongst the greatest of the saints, my dear brothers and viewers. Similarly, Miftahu Qufli Haqqil Yaqeen, Allahu Akbar, the key to the lock of true insight to righteousness. This was amongst his many titles which he had attained, and it has been stated that at the age of 30, this same Rukni Alam, Shah Rukni Alam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he took the seat of his father and his own murshid, his own sheikh, Hazrat Shah Sadruddin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his own khalifa states that he would remain occupied in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the time of tahajjud all the way up until afternoon. And then subsequent to that, he would spend time with his own companions, with his own followers, with his own murideen, my dear brothers, with his own disciples. And it is said that whatever questions they would ask him, he would give them those answers. And even those things which would cross their minds, which would come in their hearts, he would console them and advise them in those matters also.
The special favor of Allah, the special favor of Allah.
Hadith and brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, this was a brief introduction to this great and auspicious individual. And alhamdulillah, hundreds and thousands of people all over South Asia, even from abroad, come and visit this place each and every single year. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for Shah Rukni Alam Nuri Multani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and also grant us true love for the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and grant us the ability to learn about these mashayikh and visit their shrines, my dear brothers, in order to gain blessings. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to come and visit such great, such noble individuals, and also grant us their fares, grant us their blessings, grant us their wasila, their intercession even on the day of judgment. My dear brothers and viewers of Madinah Channel, continue to join us on our journey.
The best everyone, but don't expect anything in return. The shelter for sinners are Allah. The shelter for sinners are